Hey everyone, I'm Hulk, DM for Out of the Abyss, a story where darkness lurks around every corner and secrets hide in the shadows. Thank you for watching, here are our players.
Howdy, my name is Bramble. I'll be playing Champra Kissy Kissy, a Ghostwise halfling ranger. Champra is quite the unique character, a bit odd, but full of courage.
Hey everyone, my name is Matt. I'm playing Khazad Doerden, a drow oathbreaker who is trying to get out of the Underdark and start a better life.
Hey everyone, I'm Mithril, and I'll be playing Ruin, the half-drow ranger who receives visions of coming doom.
Hello, I'm Pat, also known as Storyweaver, and I'm playing Ivan Von Kritch, a drow whose blessing has been spun into a curse.
Hey, it's Brynn. I'll be playing Merlette Ambereye, a halfling rogue with a fascination for magic tricks.
Hey, my name is Amir. I'll be playing Tequil Mershi, a fairy bard, a con man out to sell you your own secrets.
Oh, hi. Didn't see you there. I'm Morpski, and I'll be playing the adorable red cobalt artificer, Fluffle. Want to know more? You'll just have to tune in.
Welcome back to Out of the Abyss, everyone. Last time, our players met a peculiar shopkeeper named Kuru. Players browsed his wares, and during this, tensions began to rise. An altercation was had between Fluffle and Khazad that led to the separation of the party. Ivan and Warden began to help a wounded individual once they left, and Warden witnessed a reawakening in Ivan just before a rampaging pair of giants came crashing through the walls of the city. Where we will pick up is with Fluffle emerging from the shop to find the party members he upset earlier. Fluffle, you walk outside after this very strange event. What is running through your mind right now?
There's a mix of emotions running through Fluffle right now, where there's equal parts anger that he has done very good to kind of push down and not, like, be seen. Stemming from a lot of frustration, Fluffle has been very, very frustrated since entering Gracklestug. So right now he's feeling that, and at the same time feeling very confused as to what all is happening. And for Fluffle, not having an answer to something just adds to that agitation and that frustration. So Fluffle right now is at the mindset of, fuck it, I'm doing it myself. I don't need anyone. I can do it alone. I have for a while. I'm just going to take care of this. This is ridiculous. I'm gonna sort this out, as he begins marching off in the direction that he understands is the nearest cliff district.
Okay. You do march off, and the closest one is on the other side of the, or basically the same side where the Shattered Spire is. This right here is one of the districts, if you can see it on the map.
Crap, I forgot to pull that up. Okay. Yeah, then that's where he's heading.
Okay.
He kind of just kind of covers his face back up as best he can, pulls the hood down lower, and starts marching off that way.
Okay. You get a couple looks, especially from Duergar. They're eyeing you, watching carefully as it's this.
I do my best to just try and act natural, normal, try not to stand out.
You are wearing part of that disguise that's kind of been charred and flaking off and everything, but nobody really bothers you. You just kind of walk over to the edge and look down, and what you can see is there is a gate that has been sealed that would lead from basically a tunnel, or not a tunnel, I'm sorry, a walkway right along here. And then this gate is sealed, and then this is the district.
Okay, so a question for DM. There we go. So Flaffle's right about here. Would it be possible, if Fluffle were to back up, say, to about here, cast Featherfall on himself and run and jump, with the momentum of Featherfall kind of carry him over this and then slowly down over here?
I would say that is possible, but I need a d20 roll for the spell.
Right over. That is...
just a straight
D20. Straight, it's a 12.
Okay, you're good.
Okay, bet. So yeah, okay. I do that and just glide over and down.
You glide over and down. Move your character over here. Okay. What you see is the remains of a city. Or a town, I should say. It's basically just one part of this district. There are Darrow that kind of watch you descend and flee. But homes are upsheveled. There are... it is not a pretty sight. It is bleak. The one thing you can see is a hole right about here that is just spewing Phaedrus.
Flapple starts making his way, like, through.
By this point, the second that you get here, you see two stone giants come from this little area here, break their way through this cavern, and step over here and start crashing into this.
Is there, like, buildings or something that Flapple can, like, shuffle in and kind of hide behind the corner of?
Yeah.
Yeah, Flapple, the second anything bursts through a wall, Flapple's immediately ducking and kind of, like, peering out around the corner.
Okay.
As Flapple looks around, does he see other Darrow doing similar things, like hiding from this?
You see some of them going nearby? Into this. There's one.
Flapple goes, hey. Hey, you. What's going on? Like, what, who are they going through here? Does this happen often? No?
I'm sorry, sir. I don't know very much. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm going to tell you right now before you try to run, I will cast magic on you.
I'm sorry, sir.
And he float down here.
He drops and basically, like, gets at your feet.
Okay, none of that. None of that. I'm not a deity or a lord. Okay, no. we're on the same page here. What?
Are you with the dragon?
No. I could possibly save the dragon. Or is that something that you would not like? I am here to help you. You are the downtrodden. You are the one that has walked on, the forgotten person of this town. I'm on your side. What is going on here?
The second you say that, Droki comes out of the tunnels. He kind of eyes you down, squinty, realizes who you are, runs over to you, looks at the stone giants, looks at you.
What are you doing here?
I'm enacting my plan. I'm a kobold of my word, Droki. We've been over this.
There are literal stone giants attacking the city right now.
Why?
You tell me, but I don't know.
I just got here, man.
Something.
What am I supposed to do? Stone giants. What are you doing? You're hiding. What am I going to do? Drives. I'm going to hide.
As soon as you say he's hiding, you see three baby Darrow come off of his back.
You're protecting. My apology.
Stop being a coward and help.
And he sets the child in your hand, runs back into the tunnel, and you see him start moving out more people.
Okay. I look back out. What are the stone giants doing?
They are pushing their way further, breaking these rocks that are basically the walls of the cavern here to get out. With their, they're using fists, their clubs, they're picking up boulders and smashing it, trying to basically get out. Make an insight check for me.
Ten.
Even with a 10. Something's not right. You know about stone giant. You know about these stone giants. You know what they are. You know who they are. They're peaceful. The stone speaker, Hagrim, would never let two of his members berate the city. Something is wrong.
Are they attacking people? Or are they just trying to barrel through?
Right now, they're just trying to barrel through. But you're not sure about what else is coming.
Flapple kind of leans back. Does he see like a safe-ish area further down towards the gate?
Yes.
Flapple looks at the kid in his hands and goes, "Hey, buddy." Looks back at like the other group behind him, including the guy that was like groveling, like, "Hey, you. I've decided to use my magic to turn you into something useful." I put the kid in his hands. Get him down there along with everyone else and take shelter in that place next to the gate.
He just nods.
Hey, don't just stand there. Go. Get.
Great.
Shoo.
Runs off.
And Flapple kind of like peers out while he's running. Do the stone giants take any notice of them running?
No. They are hell-bent on getting out.
Okay. In that case, Flapple kind of hunkers down and just observes to wait and see how this proceeds before acting.
Good. Eventually, the walls break and you hear two roars come out from these giants. And you see as they start to demolish the city. They step on basic.
After breaking through, they just go turn around and start going ham on the city?
The city itself, like this district up here.
Oh, like in the main city of Gracklestuck.
Yeah, the main city. They are attacking the main city.
Ah. Flapple goes, He turns around, no sign of Droki or anyone?
You still see Droki using the Whirlstone Tunnels basically to try to get the people out.
Okay. Flapple kind of walks over to him and is like, "Hey, so the problem has moved up to the main city."
Oh, great.
Yeah, great. I mean, they've got guards up there. They'll be fine. In the meanwhile, is this the
entrance? Wait, time out. What's up?
What do you mean with?
There are stone giants attacking the city and you do not care.
I mean, I do, but what can I do against that? That's a small problem. We're trying to deal with the big picture here, okay? I'm a big picture guy. I could go up there, but 9 times out of 10, I'm just going to end up like goo on the bottom of their foot.
At least you would have done something, Flavel.
I am trying to do something, Droki. Also, you owe me money.
As he hands kids off to other Darrow.
We'll discuss that later. Entrance. Is this the only entrance to the tunnels?
No, there's one on the other side.
Okay, I'm going to go deal with that side while you continue to get people out on this side.
Okay.
It's all part of a plan, Droki. Trust in the process. Trust in the process as he kind of like starts running away towards the other tunnel entrance.
We now will shift back. As you begin to make your way up, you do notice some things.
Oh, I'm not going that way. I'm going towards the other entrance to the tunnel.
You have to go up and around. This gate is
blocked. Oh. Okay. Yep.
Keepers of the Flame blocked off this this, the districts, and basically this entrance down here to their cavern.
Okay.
But with that being said, we are now going to shift over to the other two. Or to the rest of the party, I should say. You guys watch as these stone giants come rumbling through. There are still some of you that are in the shop, and you do hear the collapse. Do you go outside and look? For those of you, I think it was Kazad and Chookshack.
Yeah, I gotta go check on my cousin. Make sure he's all right. Muted.
Yeah, Kazad was already like heading out the door with that book when that happened. So yeah, okay. He's going to, like, as soon as he steps out and sees what's going on, like, there's no questions, there's no looking around at anything else. Both swords are out, and he's, like, in a mad sprint to get there.
Yep.
And for Sugar Shack, he's got to go check on his cousin, make sure he's okay.
Yep. So you guys begin to rush over. Perception check, Sugar Shack.
Alrighty. Evan.
You don't see him initially. You just see the rampaging, and you in fact see the captain run up next to where you guys are. If you could help us, that'd be great. We are trying to evacuate. Can you do something about those?
Try.
Okay.
What do you think? Because I got my bat.
Kazad is like, Kazad is already like, he's like full on Naruto running, swords out to his sides, rushing right at where all of this is going down. Like, there's no stopping. There's no question. He's already on his way.
Would Warden, due to still being blue at this current point in time, she immediately, when they came through the wall, she was fucking after him.
Before you are able to move, you reached out to the rock last time, basically, to Mr. Fizzy. Or he reached out to you, I should say. And asked what give you the right to basically mess with the cycle. Or what's the point of it, is what he said.
Oh, I thought Mr. Fizzy reached out to me. I was like,
no.
Fuck, who the hell are you?
With that being said, as soon as it bursts, stones go flying. You hear Mr. Fizzy in your head, Warden, say,
"It matters not. Death will come for everyone."
You stand up to turn, and as you do, you look and see a rock coming straight at the three of you.
I want to do my best to try to... I'm gonna shove Ivan and the dwarf out of the way.
Okay.
Like, full on pick them up and throw them.
Okay. You do that, and the stone will hit you.
Yep, that's what I'm afraid of. Oh.
25 to hit.
Yep, that gonna hit.
You are going to take 33 points of damage.
I'm still fucking standing.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah.
But I am below half health, so now I start regenerating.
There you go. How do you deflect this rock? I mean, it is a boulder coming at you.
After she throws them out of the way, she rips her shield off of her back, turns, drops to her knees, brings it up over her head to let it kind of shatter against the shield.
Okay. The second that you do that, one of the parts of the boulder splinters off. And Ivan, you watch as this boulder lands directly on the leg you healed. And Mr. Fizzy goes,
nothing. Can I do something to try to stop that?
Yes, you can.
As Ivan gets tossed out the way, and the boulder is coming because of the deflection, Ivan will clench his hand as the bow rips into existence as he switches from chalice form and uses my last wild shape to go into archer form. He is then going to also go radiant soul and is just going to pull back and guiding bolt and archer blast the rock.
Easy enough to do. And as Fizzy is saying that to you, Ivan stands up and does this.
I have had enough of people getting in my way and undoing the good that I do. And I will take flight and stare down the stone giants.
Warden, if she could smile, she would be smiling right now. And she's like, I have friends to help now.
And with that, I need everyone to roll initiative.
All right.
13.
Including the flopple?
Including
five.
The
flopple.
Oh.
A great big five.
17. That spills out
to the rest of the tunnel.
Kazad is motivated as fuck right now.
Yes, sir.
Would Kazad see as he's running just a fucking light Ivan in the air?
Ivan is just zooming past you with these wings made of almost like bright stars that are very familiar to you.
And that's gonna kind of make Kazad smile.
Yeah, and it is wild to see him doing this. Let's see.
Can I do something while we're kind of running? I want to try to see if I can use Rally of the Lost to get everyone like there faster. Technically, that's not what it does. Because it's as an action, you present your holy symbol, which then emits a rallying sound. Allies within 30 feet of you can use their reaction to move their movement speed towards you without provoking opportunity attacks.
Okay. I would say yes, you would be able to use that in this instance to get them to move faster.
Okay, so she kind of lets the shield drop a little bit, reaches up, grabs the amulet around her neck, and it begins to glow and hum with a almost like trumpeting noise.
Okay.
And she just books it.
Do the rest of y'all follow? I know Kazad's already on the way. Okay.
Yeah, I was going to ask if I could cast a spell on Kazad while we're on the way.
Yep, just make sure you roll a d20.
Yes, sir. I'm going to attempt to cast Dragon's Breath on him.
Okay.
14.
You're good.
And as I do, I tell him, and he sees the giants, and you see the giants, give him a big almighty roar. Hopefully away from, you know, our friend. I don't know why I went to Teakle's accent there.
Yeah, that's okay.
He shrugs and he's just like, Okay.
And Flatful, you get up out of this and you see the rest of your party basically running towards these stone giants. What do you do?
So Flapple is where exactly?
You are currently right here. Kind of getting up over the wall to go back down into the, you know, to follow it around.
Yeah, so kind of like one of these like telltale games, like choose moments where I'm like looking at this and then looking down. Flapple would look over there at them running towards the danger, kind of like have this knee-jerk reaction to head that way and then stop. Think back on like the last few hours. Shake his head and be like, nope. Nope. They don't get it. They don't get it. And they never will. As he makes his way down.
Okay. Very well. So, what we are going to do, Sugar Shack, what was your initiative roll? Because you're in a different thing.
7. My 8, my 4. 8.
Okay. You guys then see, all right, so essentially what's going to happen is you guys are going to be up here with them. I will say that that boost of energy or that rallying cry was basically able to get y'all there faster. You do see as Merlette and Champra are basically going to be playing support for this. Champra will essentially use his action to heal Warden. So roll 2d8 and add 4 to it. All right, Warden heals 10. And then
Merlette, half health, so I'm still regenerating.
Sweet. And then Merlette is going to use basically his action to distract one of the stone giants. So if you were to attack the stone giant, you will have advantage on it, basically.
Nice.
So, with that being said, Ivan, you are up first.
Is it really my turn first? Shit.
You rolled a 20.
Oh, no. I had a 13. I just had hit the roll again. Sorry. No, you good. I had hit a 13. Yep. Yeah. Gotta be honest.
In that case, it is Khazad.
Here. Yep.
Okay. So, let's see here. Khazad is going to move up to the one that is distracted. Hang on just a second. Sorry, I'm still looking at the stuff that we just did with Duskbringer. Is that an action or a bonus action to
activate? It is a once per day.
Alright. He's going to go ahead and activate that ability and summon that thing from his sword.
You watch as the sword basically splits, part of it staying on the hilt, the other part shifting over. You see the 7-foot-tall creature, and Flapple, you see this as well before you dive down. You see a 7-foot-tall Goliath basically summon out of his sword and start to fight as well. Do you continue forward?
Yeah, so I'm going to move up to the first guy attacking with Duskbringer.
Okay.
14 to hit.
14 misses, unfortunately.
That's all right. And Scimitar. He's 6.
That's with advantage?
Oh, shit, I forgot. It's
yeah,
with
you do
advantage.
Have advantage with this one.
All right. So. Man, even with advantage, these rolls are... Shit, I am changing out these dice.
That was an 11 to hit, you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
That entire thing was just absolute ass. That's going to be my turn, since there's not really anything else I can do aside from, like, do I give commands to this?
It acts... So the way that it works is you will add... You roll initiative for it.
Okay.
I'm using it as my version of, like, companion or, like, Beastmaster, where instead of using your bonus action, it has its own initiative.
Okay, cool.
And will follow the directions of what you tell it to do.
Okay, so... Does it share my initiative then? Or is that...
For sake of it, we will have it share your initiative this time.
Okay, cool. So, I attack this giant. It doesn't really do anything. And then I look at this thing and I just point Duskbringer at the giant. And I tell it to attack.
Okay. All right, make an attack with it with your... Spell attack.
Okay, so let's see here. All right. Jesus. It's a 9 with my spell attack. What is going on?
Yep, that also misses, unfortunately. Yeah. Getting used to it. It's a power shift. It's an adjustment.
Yeah.
So you kind of like are steadying yourself with it. Point of order. Mm-hmm. When you're attacking this thing, you notice that its eyes are completely orange. And it is just screaming and lashing out.
Okay. Good.
But
what language is it screaming in?
Giant.
Okay. I don't speak that one.
With that being said, it is its turn. Oh boy. All right, let's do this. Yep, okay. Kazad.
Yeah.
That is a 25 to hit.
Yeah, that hits.
Okay. That was 27 points of bludgeoning damage.
All right. That hurt.
It is then going to pick up part of the building and throw it into the Dark Lake. That is its turn. This one is going to run this way and start smashing this part of the city over here. These buildings are collapsing, basically, and they are just beating it life, like the life out of it. And that is its turn. Ivan
is going to fly this way.
Okay.
Kind of standing somewhat in between. And he's going to look down to Kazad to see if he is still moving.
He's moving, but he's very hurt.
Okay. He whispers under his breath, "Sorry, but I'll have to wait till until you're not moving anymore. And I am going to attack the one he's attacking with Guiding Bolt.
All right.
That will be... Damn it. I gotta just roll bad when I roll bad. God damn it. 12.
12 misses.
Yeah. Yeah, that's okay, because I have a bonus action thing.
Do it.
Really wish I would have been able to hit, though. That would have been nice. Yep, bonus action to the one who's attacking the buildings on the other side. Going to use Starry Form Archer and attack him.
Okay.
Why couldn't you bend the other roll? That's a 22.
That hits.
All right. Because I'm in Radiant Soul, I'll be adding 2 damage to this, so it'll be 1d8 plus 6 instead of 1d8 plus 4.
Sweet.
So that is 10, 12 damage, Radiant.
Okay.
And that will be my turn.
Okay. It strikes the creature, and he turns his head to you, and you see the blank orange in his eyes. And he begins to come your way.
Ivan just yells, "You want to kill something? Kill something that's willing to fight back."
Okay. Flaffle, it is your turn. What would you like to do? You're muted.
There we go. So where would Flaffle still be up here? Or would he be kind of making his way down?
I would say he would be right here still. It would take your movement to get down here.
Mm-hmm.
Would
the party have seen Flaffle at any point, or is there just so much commotion going on that they wouldn't notice a little?
They wouldn't have noticed. Something?
Okay. So yeah, he's going to continue scooting down, and as he is, he's going to be looking for where the entrance to the worm...
the tunnels?
What are they called? The worm...
Whirlstone. Whirlstone.
Whirlstone, yeah, the Whirlstone tunnels. He's looking for the other entrance as he slides down.
So, you would know this. The other district, if you zoom out on your map,
mm-hmm.
is over here.
Gotcha. So, yeah, that is where Flaffle will be making his way towards. As soon as he hits the base of this slope, he would cast Expeditious Retreat on himself.
Okay. D20 roll for me.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I technically needed to do that, too, because of Guiding
Bolt. Oh, yeah.
All right, that one is an 18.
I got an 18, too.
There you go. Hey.
No wild magic table for you today.
That's good.
Okay. So Expeditious Retreat lets you use bonus action as dash, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So yeah, I would say you would be able to make it at least over here.
Okay.
Dash.
Is there like a lot of commotion going on down here?
No. Silence. You, as you're like kind of zooming by as well, you do see the reflection of eyes in the tunnels.
Mm-hmm.
People are in there, but they are hiding.
Gotcha.
Okay. That is your turn, Sugar Shack. It is now your turn.
I'm just going to go ahead and cast Command at the second level.
Okay. D20 roll.
I'll just do it. My fault. And before that, bonus action. Because I forgot I can do this. Who's in there?
Mm-hmm.
So my spell DC goes up by 1.
Okay.
It's a wisdom saving throw of 18.
Okay. Let's see. What was the D20? Like, you said a base D20 roll was how much?
12.
12? Yep, you're good. Okay. All right. Wisdom saving throw is a fail. What do you command this creature to do? Oh, second level, you're doing both. The other one fails as well. Nope. I'm sorry, that one succeeds. So just one.
Damn. Okay. So sign off this list. So I'll tell them to flee.
Okay.
Well, would I know that pretty much is hold on here. And ping. This area over here? Mm-hmm. Knocked off?
No. It is one of the entrances to this this district of the city.
Okay. I'm gonna try to get him to flee. No, essentially just away from the buildings.
Okay. Very well. And with that, we will now come to Warden. Unless you wanted to move or do anything else. Sugar Shack.
Oh, that's it.
Okay. All right. Warden.
Okay. Which one's running away?
B. Oh, I'm sorry. It's the one on the top.
Okay. I just had to scroll in. Okay, well, I am gonna... Can I scooch by?
Yeah, these are collapsed, so this is all technically, like, it's technically difficult terrain. But you're able to get to them.
Okay. What all do I want to try to do? I'm just going to swing at him with my longsword.
Okay.
16?
16 just misses. Shampra will use his reaction to let you roll that again.
17?
17 just hits.
Yes! Okay. Swingy the one hand, because I have my shield on. How'd I do that? 7... from the longsword, and I am gonna... Divine Smite.
Okay.
AJ, funny.
Seven additional damage.
Very well.
And then, as a bonus action, I'm going to cast Divine Favor on myself.
Okay. D20 roll for me.
5.
You are good.
All right. Should have done the Divine Favor before I attacked, but that's okay.
But is that my the... Okay.
It adds a D4 of damage.
Ah, very well. Okay, with that being said, we are going to go back to the top. The guards... And they're not all the way out in the Dark Lake. They are... Just kind of... there for DM reasons. So he's there. The captain is going to basically help and get the rest of them to evacuate. You can call on them as a reaction to do something if you need. However, that is going to be their turn. Shampra is going to heal Khazad. So 2d8 plus 4.
All right, we'll see here. That is 9, 10, 13.
All right. right, and then Merlette is going to shoot, dealing 20 points of damage to Stone Giant A. Okay. Next up is going to be Khazad.
All right. Khazad's just going to remember what Shookashak said, and he's going to do that roar at Giant A.
Okay. What damage type is it?
This is acid. And resistances do not matter because of elemental adept.
Okay. So does he need to, is it a breath weapon? Like, I need to roll a save?
It's a breath, 15 foot cone, deck save.
Okay.
18.
That's a fail.
So it will be taking 3d6 damage. 36 acid damage. I roll it because
okay.
Alright. That is 14.
Nice. Okay. Damage.
And alright, let's see. I'm gonna roll the dice and cast a spell. Bonus action shield of faith on myself.
Okay.
So D20?
D20.
The 13.
You are good to go.
Okay, cool. So my AC is now a 19. That's going to end my turn, and I'm going to have my sword companion do his attack.
Okay.
Seven.
Unfortunately, seven misses. You are adding your, like...
Dice. Yeah. Like, I'm adding the modifier. It's for, like, the spell attack and everything. So it's a +5 to hit. But it's just... I've changed out my dice, like, 3 times, and it's... Nothing is working.
Damn.
Use the physical...
Yeah, you can use physical dice if you want to.
I might.
I actually roll shittier with physical dice.
Really?
Use the ones I got you. They like you as a player.
I already tried. Oh. They're not rolling good today.
Maybe they only roll good when I'm in the room.
Okay. With that being said, it is going to be... Because that's the end of your turn, correct? Because I'll...
Yeah, that's the end of my turn.
All right, we are going to go now to Stone Giant A, who is going to take a swing at Warden.
Good.
17 to hit.
Miss.
Okay. His second attack is going to be at Khazad.
Okay.
Sentinel.
Yo.
Okay. I roll that with disadvantage, right?
No, I attack him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and if it hits, it stops him in his track.
Yeah, he can't move. He can't move. He can still make the attack.
Okay.
But if he attacks anyone other than me within 5 feet of me, I can attack him.
Well, there we go.
That's all Sentinel does. Yeah, that's gonna miss.
Uh-oh. That's okay.
Flanking?
No, unfortunately not. But, okay.
And I don't that think the advantage from the distraction is still going.
No, unfortunately not. That's going to be a 28 to hit, Khazad.
Yeah, that hits.
That is 22 points of damage.
I'm down. That was exactly how much I had.
Roll a constitution saving throw for me.
Okay. Okay, that's it. I'm using physical dice because that was a nat one.
You are down.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Fuck this game today. fuck these dice.
Okay.
It's that is karma for punching a kobold child, you monster.
Honestly, Flaffle had it fucking coming.
I mean, yeah, but...
Okay. He is still going to act wildly. No, actually he's not, because he's under command. He is going to... 5, 10, 20, 30, and run out the door.
Run away.
Hey. Hit that
is one down.
Bullshit somewhere else.
Okay.
Alrighty.
With that being said, it is now Ivan's turn.
Yeah, Ivan sees him go, sees Kazak go down and goes, well, that happened a lot faster than I thought it would. And immediately plummets down and grabs, as he's falling, kind of like catches him. And he pumps in a second level Cure Wounds. And with him being down, my Path of Mortality or whatever, I think.
Heals full? Well, for full.
What I can do. Let me read that better. Yeah, let's see here. Where are you?
It basically, whenever you go to heal an ally that's down, you heal for the maximum amount.
Circle of Mortality, yeah. And so that would be, because I'm using a second level spell, and we're using the
4d8.
Yeah, it is 4d8 plus 4. So that is 16, 30. 28. So.
Yeah, 28.
Eight. 8 plus 8 is 16. If it's 4, so it's 32. 16 plus 16 is 32. Plus 4 is 36.
Mm-hmm.
So 36 health.
Today.
I am back up to full health.
Yeah, I catch you and I go, I don't think that you would like to go down. And plus, I don't want to get hit, so you need to for me.
Yeah.
And Kazad is back up.
Yeah.
And I... use some more movement speed to kind of just fly back behind Kazad a little bit, and I am going to survey the battlefield, see if anyone else needs healing.
Okay. Warden.
Yeah.
How bad is Warden?
Warden is at exactly half health.
Okay. looks in those...
I don't regen until I take more damage.
I'm like, you got some life still in you, I'm pretty sure. You're a giant raw walking suit of armor. And I am going to use bonus action Starry Form Archer A.
To be fair, they haven't actually been able to hit me. The damage I sustained is from
that
the
boulder
that hit me.
That is a 24 to hit.
That hits.
That is going to be 11 plus 2 more, so 13 points of radiant damage.
Okay.
And if I can talk as a free action, I'd like to yell out in giant, why are you doing this?
You speak giant.
I speak giant.
You hear incoherent mumbling. The whole time that they have been screaming and yelling, it's as if they've been in pain. And that is what you've been picking up.
I'm gonna yell to the party. I think they're under some kind of brainwashing or control. Anyone got dispel magic?
I can detect it, not dispel it.
Well, that's my turn.
Okay. Flaffle, back to you. You are continuing your pursuit, or your run?
Yep.
Okay. I would say you would get right about there. A little bit closer, actually. Right about there. It's going to basically take you 3 turns to get there.
That'll work.
Okay. All right. Well, you do have an action as well this turn, so you would be able to make it to about there. Because you use bonus action, and... movement to dash. So
I can start to see the gate coming up now?
You can start to see the gate, yeah.
And it is, in fact, closed.
It is closed and locked. Or not locked, but, like, sealed off.
Okay.
Okay. After you, Sugar Shack.
Has command on this guy too.
Okay.
First level.
That fails. And you roll.
I rolled a 3.
That fails.
Oh yeah.
Okay, give me a D100 roll, buddy.
I don't have those. No. All right.
Yeah, I keep forgetting I have to do that too because I casted a spell.
That's why I keep, like, I will say roll d20, like, right afterwards, not to be, like, annoying, but just, like, as a, you know, little reminder.
9.
I got a 15.
You got a what?
39. Yeah.
I have to pull up your character sheet.
Oh, I don't like the look on Hulk's face.
Oh no. Fuck.
Times.
Yeah.
I love the phase okay. Rust.
That. Yeah. Phase rust is the reason this. I think this thing's so difficult. Let's see. Okay. Your cloak. Is mundane.
That's fucking rough.
Roll a D10 for me. What's the D10 roll?
I don't have one. Four.
Four? That lasts for 4 hours.
Okay, alright. I could deal with that.
You still cast command.
It's better than losing it, you know?
Yeah. And it still fails, so you can't command this creature.
It was forever.
No.
Alright. I mean, it would were it to can I do a custom command?
Sure. Like, what would you like to tell it?
Oh no, because there's a spell specifically for it. I was gonna tell him to sleep, but this is a sleep spell, I don't know.
I guess you could always just like try to go to sleep, like, oh, it's bedtime. I'm really having a hard time going to sleep, but I'll try. my thing would have been awaken. That's what I would have done.
Yeah. I feel like that's too much because you got to use a whole dispel magic to do something like that.
You could tell it to halt, and it won't do anything.
That's true.
Okay. All right, that creature will not take its action. Okay. Is that the end of your turn, or are you moving anywhere?
Oh, that's all I can do. I'll stay where I'm at.
Okay, Warden.
Is this thing still hostile, though? Like,
It is still hostile, yes, but it can't do anything. And it senses it can't do anything, and you see the orange start to glow brighter.
I don't think that's a good thing. Okay. I'm gonna attack it.
Okay.
But hold on. Is there any way they tunneled through that area behind them, right?
Correct.
Is there any way I can get behind him to get flanking?
You can, yeah.
Okay.
You are technically shorter than this, so you can go through its leg.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that.
Okay.
Just roll to it. 22.
The hit, right?
Yep.
Oh, that hits.
Alrighty. We're gonna swingy. 11 plus a d4 because of divine favor. 12. I'm pretty sure it's still standing, so
it is.
We're gonna smite the fuck out of it.
Okay.
Which is gonna be 10 additional radiant damage.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna use a bonus action to harness divine power and gain a spell slot back.
Okay. At the end of your turn, I need everyone, excluding Flaffle, to make a wisdom saving throw. As you see this creature's eyes glow intensely, and you start to hear wails.
I got 18.
23.
Okay, y'all two are safe.
18.
Safe. Anybody got a paladin oath thing that gives us more?
Sugar Shack?
I think that's a 6.
Okay.
Hold on. 11. It probably
that fails. But...
I wish that freaking resistance wasn't an action.
Technically, Shampra will use a reaction to let you reroll.
Who?
Yep.
That is a... Me too.
Okay. All of you succeed. The burst goes out, and waves of it affects the phase rest. It's so powerful, but waves of psionic energy exuberate from this creature. And as soon as the light fades, it falls. And that is where we end the session.
That was fun.
We level up.
Hey, adventurers. Thanks for tuning in. Remember to smash that like and subscribe button, and don't forget to give some love to your bards.